Hey, Prinny, how are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I am great. Thanks so much for joining this morning. Where are you at the moment?
I'm at home. I'm in Sydney, finally.
Are you hanging out in your trackies?
Sorry, again?
Are you hanging out in your trackies?
I'm totally in my trackies.
That is the best way. Hey, Prinny, do you go like the closed, the elasticated bottom trackie, or are you more of the open-ended trackie person?
I'm the Lowe's men's elasticated bottom grey trackies.
Hang on, Prinny. You're rocking the daggy mum trackies then.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Awesome. Absolutely love it. Prinny, Stephen, thanks so much for joining us. You've had a whirlwind of a time, of really a career, but people would particularly know you when you smashed onto our television screens during The Voice, and you pretty much haven't stopped since, have you?
No, I really haven't. It's been crazy. Doing The Voice really just changed everything for me. It's awesome.
You were quite, you were really established in the music industry before you did The Voice Australia, is that right?
Yeah, no, I really was. I had done a lot of musicals and I had released my own single and stuff, and I'd worked with a lot of big artists like Guy Sebastian and, you know, that kind of thing, but I really was in the background for a long time and I was happy being there doing a lot of backing vocals and stuff, but I went to America and was signed there for a few years, and it really just kind of gave me this boost to want to come back and just do my own stuff on my own. So, yeah, that's when I decided to do The Voice and try it.
Prinny, I can't believe you were hanging out in the background. You're too good. You need to be in the limelight up the front.
Sometimes you need a few years of being in the background to get the nerve to stand out the front, I think.
You've certainly had a huge journey since. I mean, I can't believe you spent a couple of years in the States. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was signed to Sony for about 4 years over there and worked with some amazing artists over there.
Were you based in New York?
I was based in Jersey.
Okay.
The label was in New York. I travel in every day by train and I miss New York so much.
What do you miss most from New York?
It's just the feeling of the city.
It's so cool, isn't it?
And I would go, and you don't have to spend any money. You can go to Central Park and walk around and just, it's just the vibe in New York is.
And you can eat a lot of hot dogs and bagels.
Oh my gosh, those dollar hot dogs are amazing. Hey, you can't get anything for a dollar in Sydney.
I know, it's just ridiculous. Have you ever noticed, Prinny, that when you're in New York, each hot dog stand is about a hot dog away from each other?
So if you
walk from stand to stand, you just finish your hot dog and you're like, oh, that was good. Put the serviette in the bin and there's another hot dog stand.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. So you had a bit of an adventure over there. You came back, you did The Voice, and you literally haven't stopped. I mean, one of the things I'd love to know, how really was it on Celebrity Apprentice?
Oh, it was crazy. It was not so crazy. Oh, gosh. It's the kind of thing, like with The Voice, you can prepare. You can, you know, work on your vocals and work on my dancing. And I did all those sorts of things. But Celebrity Apprentice, you cannot prepare for. They just throw all these crazy things at you. You're with all these celebs that are equally as crazy. No food, no coffee, no nothing. But I've met some great friends like Steph Rice and I. I think they thought the two of us were really going to bump heads. But when we didn't, they were all very disappointed, I've got to say.
I think they want you to clash in
they
a way.
They definitely did. We're both really strong girls, but we get on like a house on fire. We're still best of mates. And, yeah, it's things like that that, you know, when you meet somebody like that and it's a friendship that I think I'll have forever, it's awesome.
But, of course, recently, most recently, you've been back, I guess, in your home territory where we're familiar with you, and that's The Voice, but The Voice Kids.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that? I mean, you're a mum yourself. How cool is it being on set with these amazing little kids?
It's awesome. You know, The Voice Kids is the exact same setup as the normal The Voice. So I've literally been in their shoes and walked up those steps and helped them out, and, you know, they knew that they could ask me questions and that I would actually know the answers. It wasn't just some random person standing at the back going, good luck, darling, you know?
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And to see how each and every child reacted to that moment was crazy. And as adults, we all stand there and go, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. But kids, nah, they're totally honest. And some of them were screaming. Some of them were shuffling cards. Some of them had little good luck trinkets. And, yeah, it was awesome. And some of the talent we saw was just stupid, crazy.
Were they more confident, do you think, than the adults?
Yeah. They weren't thinking about, I think as adults we analyse too much and we think too much. The kids were just excited about going out and singing and meeting the coaches.
Yeah.
Beyond that, there wasn't much more than that for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Prinny, were you a bit of a child star yourself?
I don't know about a child star, but I definitely started really young. I started singing and dancing when I was 4 and did my first big show when I was 9. So I definitely grew up like that. And I think if The Voice Kids was around when I was a kid, I would be the first one to sign myself up.